The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern visits Illinois on Saturday, the 4 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Appreciate your coverage of the Big Ten and our team in particular here again this year. Appreciate what you do for our game and wish everyone the best of luck in their future professional endeavors. I know it's a challenging time in the media world, and we're just very thankful here on Thanksgiving week for the coverage that you give our programs and our young men and our assistant coaches. So thanks a lot, and happy Thanksgiving. So let's go to questions, please.
Coach, we'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. The first question comes from the line of Bob Rasmussen with Campaign News.
Very nice, by the way. Just wanted to ask you, how does Thanksgiving change the way you guys work this week in terms of coming down here and all that kind of thing? What are you guys going to do?
Yeah, no change, Bob. Normal game week. We practice in the mornings, so we're already done with our Tuesday practice. We'll go tomorrow morning and Thursday morning. We'll then cut the entire program loose after practice at about 10:30 on Thursday. All of us will go enjoy Thanksgiving. Some of our players heading over to our coaches' houses. We have obviously a lot of Chicago young men. They're hosting some of their teammates. I'll have the whole Fitzgerald clan and Meraz clan, my in-laws, at our house. And then we'll reconvene Friday mid-morning about 10:30, do our normal Friday routine here, and then head down to Champaign sometime, I think around 2 o'clock, getting down there for dinner.
I've asked you about this before, but talk about Lovey's, your relationship with Lovey over the years.
Well, he's just been terrific as a friend, first of all. You know, his son obviously went here, and, you know, I remember Coach coming down and watching a practice, and then he was always open to us. We could always, you know, go up and watch his practices up at the Bears. Just a true pro's pro, a true coach's coach, and just a terrific man, great, you know, from afar. I'm a huge fan, and then we got to know each other, and he's just a terrific, terrific man and a great coach, and thankful for his friendship, and like I've said in the past, I'm a big fan of his, except one game, obviously, this week, but rooting for him in every other game.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Bob.
You too.
Thanks.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Josh Moyer with Center Daily Times.
Hey, Coach. I actually just wanted to talk to you about one of the players you faced earlier in the season. This is likely going to be Penn State running back Saquon Barkley's final Big Ten game, and you've been involved with the conference for quite a while, so I just wanted to ask you where you...
You broke off there, Josh, at the end, but I'm assuming you're asking me about Saquon Barkley, you know, he's just an amazing football player. You know, getting ready for Penn State earlier in the year, you know, obviously not playing him last year, we did a lot of off-season study. And, you know, not only on the field, but then, you know, the things that end up getting on social media and things of that nature, just to get a sense of the squad. And just an impressive young man. You know, I think his skill set obviously puts him, if he's not the number one pick in the draft, if he declares, I'm not trying to say he should, I'm just saying if he does, you know, he's that type of talent. And he's backed it up all year. He's tough. He's physical. He's got amazing balance and vision. I mean, I think of the play at Iowa before we played him that, to me, is one of those plays that just your jaw drops when he goes to jump over a young man. An Iowa player makes a great play to try to hit him with a ton of velocity, and Saquon gathers his balance, and then his first-step quickness once he lands was just like one of those plays that I think will be etched in my mind for the rest of my career.
There is a follow-up from the line of Bob Rasmussen with Campaign News.
Buggy, Coach, but just want to know your memories of...
Yeah. I'm sorry, Bob, I lost the end there. Can you say it again?
Oh, you had a couple games in Champaign. Just your memories of playing here, what it was like for you as a player and now as a coach.
Well, as a player, you know, I remember going down there in 95 and it being a slugfest. You know, I think Kevin and Howard had a pretty darn good game defensively, and I don't know if we tackled Ty a whole lot. You know, and we ended up finding a way to win there at the end. you know, and as a coach, we've been down there with some wins and down there with some pretty tough defeats. You know, this is a rivalry that you just throw the records out. I think both teams have a ton of respect for each other, but you just throw the records out, and it's a one game series for the Land O'Lakes Trophy. So, yeah, hopefully, we bring our A game down there to be able to compete this week.
I got one more for you. Illinois AD yesterday said he wouldn't be adverse to playing another game of Rickley against you guys, but it would have to be a Northwestern home game. Would that be cool with you, or you not think about that?
Yeah, I'm just focused on this game, buddy.
Okay. I'll ask you later in off season. How about that?
You could probably ask Jim Phillips.
I'll do that. Thanks, Coach. See ya.
See ya, buddy.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks again. Happy Thanksgiving. Go Cats. Bye-bye.